Track zero. Starting evidence. Detective Bassett calls it in. Detective Bassett gently slides open the door to Lord Heathcliff's office and peers inside with a torch. Convinced nobody's lying in wait, he clasps his walkie-talkie and mumbles into it.
This is Detective Bassett reporting in. I received a call from Heathcliff Manor, Wuthering Heights Drive, about an alleged murder. Suspects are still in the building until backup arrives. It appears the deceased is Lord Heathcliff. Cause of death to be determined by coroner. But blunt force trauma to head and proximity of swimming pool suggests he was hit with a nearby candlestick and left to drown. There are no eyewitnesses to the murder. I've yet to take statements from the suspects, who had assembled for a party in honour of Lord Heathcliff's newest wife.
Sifting through the contents of the leather-topped oak desk in front of him, Detective Bassett pulls out some cassette tapes.
I'm now in Lord Heathcliff's office, and I'm looking at three cassette tapes which the deceased has apparently used to record messages to be played after his death. Playing tape one now.
He shoves a tape into a cassette player on the desk and hits play, narrowly missing the record button at the same time. The voice of Lord Heathcliff crackles to life.
I'm not sure if this is round enough or not. Though for God's sake, and that's how you deal with badgers. Which would mean the light bulb would never need replacing. If you're listening to this, I'm dead now. In a way, that makes me glad as I can stop recording these missives every day. On most other levels, however, I'm deeply disappointed not to be alive. More disturbingly, this recording is marked if murdered, which means my natural causes and in the throes of passion recordings aren't being played. So one of you miscreants has bumped me off. And I can tell you who did it right now. It was... Let me just try and turn up the volume on this contraption.